This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. On this holiday Monday, maybe you are watching or looking at the calendar here in Iceland enviously from other places in the world, because there are a lot of public holidays in the first half of the year particularly, aren't there?
Yes, yes. We are quite keen on that. And we keep, of course, many of the church, the Christian holidays are almost all there, and then some Icelandic ones added.
And the next big one, of course, is the 17th of June, which is National Day.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we've got Commerce Day in August, and then it's just a long, hard slog until Christmas, I think, isn't it?
Yes, yes. We have some festivities, of course, but not real dates off, no.
Well, this is the voice of Bjarni, of course, because today, on this holiday Monday, it's a bonus episode of Oithskjulith. And maybe you are doing some internet shopping today because you can't get to the shops because they are closed because of the holiday. And a warning of the fraudsters who are always present online. That's the story we're going to look at today in a simple form of Icelandic. A link to this, of course, up on the page accompanying the show from RÚV English Radio on this episode of Oithskjulith. And we shall go through the text from start to finish. And we will begin just under the photograph of a slightly suspicious hand on a laptop keyboard. Someone may be up to no good. So take it away, Bjarni.
Já, takk. Netsvik eru að aukast mikið. Netsvik þegar fólk reynir að stela peningum á netinu. Brynja María Ólafsdóttir vinnur í Landsbankanum. Brynja María segir: Netsvik eru jafnmörg núna og allt árið í fyrra. Það eru bara búnir að líða fjórir mánuðir af árinu. Svindlarar reyna að stela peningum á marga vegu. Svindlarar senda tölvupósta sem líta út fyrir að vera frá skattinum. Svindlarar senda tölvupósta sem líta út fyrir að vera frá bönkum. Svindlarar senda tölvupósta sem líta út fyrir að vera frá flutningafyrirtækjum. Svindlarar hringja og bjóða fólki að fjárfesta í rafmynt. Svindlarar hringja og segja að þeir séu frá Microsoft eða Google. Svindlarar reyna að fá fólk til að smella á hlekki í tölvupóstum, gefa aðgang að reikningum sínum. Brynja María segir: Fólk á aldrei að smella á hlekki í tölvupóstum. Fólk á að fara beint á heimasíður fyrirtækja. Hvað á fólk að gera ef það lendir í netsvikum? Fólk á að hafa samband við bankann sinn strax. Þá getur bankinn reynt að ná peningunum aftur.
So let's go back to the start then, this story about the internet fraudsters. And before we do, there's a word that catches my attention because it sounds a bit like an English word, I think.
Yeah.
Svindlar.
Yeah.
Which it sounds a bit like swindler.
Absolutely.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah, it's exactly. Að svindla or svíkja, like they also use in this text, both mean to cheat in some way.
To swindle.
Swindle,
yes,
exactly. Okay. To do some bad stuff. Under false pretenses and all that, yeah.
All right, well, let's see how it fits into the story. We'll leap back to the start and go through this line by line.
Yeah. Netsvik eru að aukast mikið. So internet fraud, we could, of course, this is a relatively new word also, or combined new netsvik, but exactly net, referring to the internet, and svik can be any kind of cheat or swindle, exactly, are increasing a lot. Netsvik þegar fólk reynir að stela peningum á netinu. So internet fraud is when people try to steal money online or on the internet. Brynja María Ólafsdóttir vinnur í Landsbankanum. Mrs. Brynja María Ólafsdóttir, she works at the Landsbanki, one of Iceland's oldest bank.
Yes.
Brynja María says, Netsvik eru jafn mörg núna og allt árið í fyrra. So internet fraud is are as many now as the whole last year.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to put it in relation like next sentence puts it that we are all, when this was written, not even half of this year is gone.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's a real increase.
Yes.
Það eru bara búnir að líða fjórir mánuðir af árinu. We are only past 4 whole months of the year when this was originally written. Yes. Svindlarar reyna að stela peningum á marga vegu. And here exactly, the swindlers try to steal money in many ways. And here comes quite a list.
Yes.
Svindlarar senda tölvupósta sem líta út fyrir að vera frá skattinum. So the swindlers send emails, computer mails, like we call them, that look like they are from the tax registry or
skattinum, yeah.
Skatturinn. Mm. And then we repeat ourselves a bit there. It can also be frá bönkum, from the banks, or even frá flutningafyrirtækjum, from what you would call them cargo handlers, or couriers.
Yes. So I think everyone in every country has had one of those messages saying your parcel could not be delivered. And of course, you think, well, maybe I did order something. I'm curious.
Exactly. Or is somebody sending me something? And you start to reply and fill in all kind of stuff, and never, you know, it's all gone somewhere. Yeah.
But the list of what the swindlers do is not over yet, is it?
Sadly not.
No.
Because then we change over to svindlarar hringja og bjóða fólki að fjárfesta í rafmynt. So because the swindlers can also call you and offer people to invest, fjárfesta, to invest in e-currencies, rafmynt. Svindlarar hringja og segja að þeir séu frá Microsoft eða Google. Meaning, somebody calls you and explains that they are calling on behalf of, for example, Microsoft or Google, and they pretend they are going to fix something in your computer.
That's my favorite one, because so often they will call someone who either doesn't have a computer or who doesn't have a Microsoft computer.
Exactly.
And I think there are some great videos online, actually, of people trying to get their own back on the swindlers by stringing them along for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, because...
and wasting their time.
Yeah, because sadly, of course, the people trying to do the bad thing is going to continue and continue, exactly, to get a loophole in everything. Svindlarar reyna að fá fólk til að... The swindlers will try to get people to smetla á hlekki í tölvupóstum, click, that is to smetla, exactly, click on links in emails. This is, of course, funny because, well, now it's maybe a few decades ago still, but you would have a sentence like this would be totally meaningless for people back then. Because clicking on a link, in an email, all this, now it's so common, we don't even think about
it. And that verb, at smetla, would only have made sense if you were talking about, I don't know, clicking your fingers, maybe?
Yeah, exactly, it's the same, click your fingers, or even in some types of lighting, maybe, on, off something.
Yes.
But it's totally now with the computer.
One of those words, one of those terms that just became much more common in
language.
Exactly. Like the at symbol on a keyboard, which people never used to have to type at all.
And hlekkur, link, if, of course, you know a big chain is made up by links, and we had the word hlekkur for a single link in the chain.
Yes.
But the whole metaphoric meaning of a link is of course, relatively new.
So those words sort of shot up in popularity.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, so clicking on links in emails and also gefa aðgang að reikningum sínum, give access to their accounts, meaning, of course, like a email account and so on. And finally, Brynja María says, Fólk á aldrei að smetla á hlekki í tölvupóstum. People should never click on links in emails. Fólk á að fara beint á heimasíður fyrirtækja. People should go directly to the homepage of a company. So don't believe everything you get in the email, etc. Hvað á fólk að gera ef það lendir í netsvikum? What should people do if they... Well, here exactly we talk about lenda, like an airplane landing. If you land into internet fraud, if you're caught in, practically, internet fraud, fólk á að hafa samband við bankan sinn strax. People should have contact with their bank at once, immediately.
Strax. Straight away.
Straight away, exactly. Þá getur bankin reynt að ná peningunum aftur. Then the bank can try to get the money back.
Which often works, but it's a hassle.
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
If you find yourself in that, it's better to not be in that position in the first place.
Absolutely.
Saves a lot of time.
Yeah, of course.
All right, a link to all that then on that text on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. And that concludes our bonus episode of Oith Skilith. We'll be back for the scheduled episode of that on Roof English Radio this week on Thursday. Bjarni, thank you until then.
Yeah, tak.
It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.